Oh, am I getting old? Don't answer that. I'm walking from my flat in Graz, Austria, towards the mountain, Schlossberg, is it? I can never remember what it's called. Anyway, there's like a big hill in the middle of Graz, and inside that hill is a network of caves and caverns, and inside there is the musical side of the Elevate Festival. I've been full on all day, as you can probably tell. Currently standing right now at a road because there's a police car not so far away, and you can't cross the road here unless you see the little green man. It is apparently illegal, which I find really annoying. I don't know why I find it so annoying. I just think people should use their common sense. You learn pretty fast, I think, how best to cross the road, because if you find yourself bouncing off a bonnet, you've done it wrong. And here I've been stared at more than once for just walking across the road, and now I see why there was that aggressive look of, you're breaking the rules! And my, there seem to be a lot of rules. So, full on day, I had way too much coffee. Considering I haven't drank it for ages, I just kept getting offered coffee today, and I didn't want to say no because I knew there was an awful lot of stuff that I had to do, and I didn't have much sleep last night. And the best coffee I had today was in a place called Ginkgo, not the restaurant that I really enjoy in Graz, but at the brand new coffee shop that's just opened in the centre, a separate part of the city. And I got to meet the owner of the Ginkgo Empire, the empire of two shops, and he actually provides incredible vegan meals at a school as well, but his name's Alba, and it's just this incredible guy who has just seems to have been in the town for a very long time. I think he was a hippie before there was a hippie movement, first guy with long hair in Austria probably, I don't know. But he's got so many amazing stories, and I just really enjoyed talking to him today and having a coffee with him in amongst all the chaos. And my talk had finished, and I had that mini high after you've delivered a, you know, kind of a full-on hour of talking, and then I started to crash. So the coffee was very welcome and incredibly delicious, and probably the first coffee, maybe the last coffee I'll ever have from an 18,000 euro coffee machine. Honestly, it looked like the helm of the Enterprise. And now I am recovering from his advice in a good way. So, oh, is that a green man? Run, run, get the green man while you can. Just made it. No 50 euro fine for me. We were talking about feedback and listening to your body, and he said he trained himself many years ago that now he's old, he finds it really handy that he can just lie down on the bed, close his eyes, get 2 minutes of some kind of micro power nap, and then continue with the day. And I thought, oh god, it sounds like bliss. Quite often I have a really noisy mind and I can't just do that, and yet I went out looking for food. Actually went to Ginkgo's and it was closed. And from the Elevate Festival, and found myself near my flat. So I decided to drop my bag off. And then I looked at the bed and I was just like, oh, there's the bed. There's the bed. If I lay on the bed, I'm never going to wake up. I feel so tired now because I can see the bed and my body's going, just lie on it. So I did. I lay on the bed and I had 15 minutes of exquisite, just lights out of the mind. And then I kind of woke with a start thinking, oh God, what time is it? Is it morning? And no, it was 20 minutes later. And so now I'm like heading back. This is it. I can do it. I can get back and catch up with the others. Should I really be doing it at this time of night? I don't know what time it is, but it doesn't end this kind of place. And I'm feeling that maybe I shouldn't be going partying at, what is it, half 10, 11 o'clock. Because it's going to be at least a couple of hours, and if a little bit of that sleep felt rewarding, a little bit more probably feel like pure ecstasy in the morning. But how long am I going to be here for? How many opportunities will I have to be in the same space as the incredible people I've met here? So I'm going to sacrifice that sweet, sweet sleep to share and chat and just be in the company of some wonderful minds. And I can sleep when I'm dead, I guess. Which, if I carry on like this, is going to be sooner than I want. I'm well over my exercise quota for the day, so that's one of the tiny little pressures that I'm having at the moment of just, if I am going to torture myself with little sleep, at least ensure that I'm moving a lot and not just staring at a screen. So, that said, I'm going to turn this off now and enjoy the night. I hope wherever you are enjoying this moment and all the ones following it. I sound like I've had a drink, don't I? Honestly, I'm literally just buzzing off that small sleep and a really amazing day. Tomorrow's, I guess, is the last day of the Elevate Festival, but there's some really big stuff planned. So let's call it the climax.